The whole aspect of climate change really is risk-based, and responses are involve risk management. And it's kind of interesting when you think about that. That then has two overlays. One is behavioural, so you've got to get people to change their behaviour and consume less energy, and that makes it political. And it's kind of interesting to see the politics unfolding. To me, this has become very, very political, perhaps too much so. And an example of that is the depth of cynicism around that suggests, for instance, that the emissions trading scheme is simply supporting the Prime Minister's ambitions to global leadership roles and things like that, Secretary General of the United Nations and so on. So it seems a great pity to me that this whole issue has become so politicised, and we've lost sight of the fact that we need to get tangible behavioural change by consumers of energy, and we need to implement a simple, basic scheme. The difficulty in implementing policy on climate change is huge, and Ross Garnaut put that extremely well when he called it a diabolical political problem. You really need to bring about behavioural change, and that needs to address specifically changes in people's behaviour. We seem to have gone the other way, to politicise it. We've got discussions amongst diplomats, and their track record in achieving change is not very strong. Look at things like the World Trade Agreement, which has taken decades to resolve. And also, they're not really motivated. They all have lovely meetings in beautiful places like Copenhagen and Rio. Nobody meets in rural motels in Dubbo or somewhere like that where there might be some drive. So I think part of it is we've gone down the wrong approach. Climate change involves economic solutions, and it involves scientific advice on what it should be done. We've now turned it over to diplomats and allowed it to become far more political than it needs to be. From my perspective on climate change, the major issue that will come out of the Abbott leadership is the fact that all bets are off now. And whereas there was a consensus before on the emissions trading scheme as being a good way forward, I think that will go back right back to basics, and there'll be a complete reassessment of that. I personally am a fan of a simple carbon tax, put a couple of dollars levy and gradually increase it up. Over decades, we've had a lot of success in solving environmental problems, cleaning up the Yarra, cleaning up the oceans, cleaning up the air. And it's all been done by either banning the illegal action or putting a tax on it. If we want to stop people smoking, we put a tax on cigarettes. If we want to stop murders, we don't go and auction off permits to allow murders. So the approach that the ETS is taking is far too indirect, in my view, far too cumbersome, far too bureaucratic. So with Abbott coming back in, whatever he does in terms of his policies and so on, I think it will open up this debate and allow a lot more opportunity to look for better solutions and more productive solutions to climate change. Yeah, I'm a big fan of what's called no regrets actions, and that was an initiative that came about 10 years ago, in fact, in relation to climate change. And what it says is we should put in place policies that will be successful and valuable, even if climate change doesn't prove true. So that's things like energy efficiency. We all benefit from more efficient cars. It's better urban infrastructure and more sustainable transport systems, and we all benefit from that. It's stopping deforestation. It's rebuilding and revegetating areas. And that has huge flow-on benefits. It stops the loss of species, for instance. One of the interesting things is Mount Kilimanjaro. We all know about the iconic glacier there, and that's retreating, which, you know, to me, I think is a sad thing. But when scientists have looked at it, it's because of deforestation in the area, not climate change. So reforesting Central Africa, reforesting many parts of the world, has lots of advantages apart from climate change. So that's what I'll be pushing. Pushing no regrets actions, pushing energy efficiency, pushing revegetation. I'd put in place a small levy. Nobody dare say tax these days. Put in a levy and use that money to finance things. And also I'd continue with the program of targets for renewable energies. So I think that would be an advantage as well. Well, I think no regrets is part of it. I think looking for simplicity. I'm a believer in carbon tax, and if you're going to go and tackle something, tackle it right at the heart. And I think a carbon tax is advisable. And I think things like renewable energy targets and, again, reducing or improving energy efficiency would be a big improvement.